Every Thursday, we are joined by Dr. Frank Bowling from the Bowling Chiropractic Center for Creating Wellness. Good morning to you, Doctor.
Good morning, Dwayne.
What do you got on your mind this week?
Well, just like last week, we talked some chiropractic philosophy. I love that stuff. And so I was reading back into the origins of chiropractic, and D.D. Palmer, he was born in 1845, and he established the chiropractic profession in 1895. And he was a self-educated man, which, you might frown on that, but you may not realize this, Dwayne, but back in the second half of the 1800s, you could get a medical degree by mail. I mean, there wasn't a whole lot of control over education, and Palmer was a brilliant guy. If you read the books that he wrote, he was a fascinating guy, but he was very interested in the spiritual life. He was interested in the magnetic healing and some of these a little bit less conventional methods of healing, which are kind of making a comeback. If you realize a lot of what they call alternative and complementary therapies and approaches to health are very popular now. People are trying to kind of get away from maybe more invasive procedures. But he lived at a time when a lot of things were changing. A lot of ways of thought were thinking were changing. And I think I talked a little bit last week about B.J. Palmer, his son. He wrote about how when we've got a problem to solve, we're looking for an uncommon man. We're not looking for a common man. We're looking for a guy that thinks outside the box. And so some of the contemporaries back in those days, there was a guy named Kandinsky who kind of revolutionized art and showed that you could express emotions through color and shape. Freud, he started talking about the unconscious mind, so there's a lot going on in us that we're not consciously aware of, and that affects us in big ways. Einstein, of course, he kind of turned Newtonian physics on its head with his relativity theory, all that kind of stuff. There was a guy named Bergson who kind of transformed philosophy. He talked about something called élan vital, which is French for vital force. And that whole concept of vital force is kind of the predecessor to what D.D. Palmer talked about with this the idea of a universal intelligence, that there's an intelligence in all matter, and that all matter is actually an expression of intelligence, and that same thing is true in the human body. The cells of the human body are an expression of intelligence. But the thing that made Palmer different, that kind of sets him apart, is he recognized just through his work with sick people that intelligence of the body, how does it express itself? It expresses itself through the nerve system. And so that's where we get this focus on the nerve system. And he was able to trace the problems in the nerve system back to the spine, hence the focus on adjusting the spine. So kind of a fascinating history to the foundations of the chiropractic profession. And I love that stuff. And once again, what I'm trying to do in my office every day is remove interference to the expression of the intelligence that created the body in the beginning and that stays in there after birth and controls self-organization, self-healing, and it's a major key, I think, to the future of healthcare.
Palmer School of Chiropractic is in Cincinnati, right?
No, it's in Davenport, Iowa. Was the first one. No, okay. There isn't one. We had this conversation.
Yeah,
though.
I was thinking
you've slept since then.
Some.
No, there's none in Cincinnati. There's 20 some around the country, I think, now. And
maybe Florida.
There is one in Florida, near Daytona Beach. Yes.
Yes.
And
in fact,
I think I've said before, if I was starting chiropractic school today, I'd go to Palmer, Florida, just because I'd like to go to chiropractic school on the beach. But I think it's a good school. But yeah, there are a bunch of them, but they're all over the world now. The school I went to, Life University down there in Marietta, Georgia, they've got outreach programs all over the world, and it's a big part of the future of healthcare. When I got into chiropractic, I thought, my gosh, this makes so much sense. Within 5 years, the whole world will turn upside down, and I'll be in charge of it. Well, that hasn't quite happened.
Took a little longer, but it's gotten there. It really has.
It's getting there, yes.
It made a believer out of me. I've been up front with you. But I never did go to chiropractic before.
Right.
And now I swear by it. I absolutely swear by it.
Yep.
And that's what you find with most people who give it a shot.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. We got something like a 95% satisfaction rate with new patients. So that's pretty good.
I'm telling you, give it a shot. If you haven't, it's only $20 for a try. You're only out $20, worst case scenario, but I promise it's $20 well spent at Bowen Chiropractic. How do they get a hold of you, sir?
812-254-0246, bowlingchiropractic.com, 312 East Main.
Have a fantastic week.
Yes, sir, you too.